Present tense. We're going day when your feet hit the floor, even you're being saved. Hallelujah. You walk through the door through the day, and God keeps you and blesses you and strengthens you and makes you an overcomer and allows you to be a witness and makes you a light. And he said you are being saved. Hallelujah. But one of these days, the eastern sky is going to split. Gable's going to sound the trumpet. The tug of the earth is going to lose its strength, and we'll be caught away. Hallelujah. So salvation is an ongoing process. Amen. Somebody said, once saved, always saved. Well, that's not biblical doctrine. Amen. Somebody said, no man can pluck you. Jesus said, no man can pluck you out of my Father's hand. He's right. Amen. Nobody can make you be lost. The devil can't make you be lost. There's not a demon that can make you be lost. Amen. But he didn't build a fence around his hand either. If you want to walk away, you can. If you want to leave, it's your decision. Amen. You don't have to be saved if you don't want to be. So a sign one time said, try Jesus, amen. Be saved. He said, if you don't like it, the devil will take you back. And there's a whole lot that have gone back. I said, there's a whole lot that have gone back. Amen. For whatever reason, there are those that have tasted the goodness of God and turned to the beggarly elements of this world. Amen. But salvation is great. He said salvation is your wall. Salvation is your protection. Salvation is your preservation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So what does it mean to be saved? When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, they degenerated. The word generate means to produce life or procreate. So when God gave them life, he generated them. He gave them life. But whenever they ate the fruit, they degenerated. They had no life. Life was taken from them. They had no more life force, spiritually speaking, in themselves. They died spiritually when that happened. And for millennia of time, man was degenerate. He had no life. There was no life in human beings. That was just the way we lived our lives in this old world. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1 says, and you have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Everybody say dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. We had no love for spiritual things. We had no desire for spiritual communication. Amen. We lived in the lust of the flesh. We were every moment consumed with fulfilling our own selfish will. We were degenerate. Amen. But one day Jesus came, and the apostle said, you have been quickened. Hallelujah. The word quickened means make alive. Hallelujah. He has made you alive in Jesus Christ. I cannot for the life of me understand why somebody that has experienced this great salvation would call it bondage. I hear people sometimes say, oh, you people are so bound. Well, Ben, if this is being bound, don't loosen it. Hallelujah! Amen! Hallelujah! Somebody said, well, you know, I'm saved, and I can still drink alcohol. I thank God he saved me from it. Hallelujah! Amen! I'm saved, but I can still do my drugs. I'm glad he saved us from it. Amen! Somebody said, you know, I'm saved, but I can still be like the world. I'm glad he saved me from it! If I understand the Bible correctly, Jesus Christ did not come to save us in our sins, but he came to save us from our sins. He came to lift us out of our sins. Amen. We were dead in trespasses. We were dead in sins. But we have been quickened and made alive and been given a life force on the inside of us that allows us to live above the temptations of this life. Hallelujah. I'm saying to you tonight, when you get the Holy Ghost, amen, you get regenerated. Hallelujah. We were degenerate, and now we are regenerated. God caused life to stir in us all over again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. So Jesus saved us, and salvation put a new life inside of us. Amen. New birth is two parts. Of the water and of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, there are some folks that say that means that you were born when you're born of the water. When you accepted Jesus, that was your spiritual birth. Now, that's really strange to get there. Amen. Because the Bible teaches water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Amen. It's very emphatic. Jesus said, "That believeth and baptized, say, that believeth not, I'll be damned." So, amen. A lot of wiggle room. Amen. Hallelujah. And every time from the Spirit, it, praise God, Pentecost, they got baptized when they were saved. Amen. Acts 8, the priests of Samaria got baptized before they got the Holy Ghost. After they received the host of Peter, the man with the keys, and laid his hands on them, they received the baptism of the Ghost. And Acts 10 killed a bunch of Gentiles, and they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And they knew they received the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues. Hallelujah. And after that, the Bible says, and Peter said, it would be real nice if y'all want to, you could be baptized. No, sir. The Bible says, and he commanded them, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when the Apostle Paul met some of John the Baptist's disciples, he said, have y'all got the Holy Ghost? They said, we hadn't even heard about it. He said, whoo, you way behind. He said, how are you baptized? Does it matter? Apparently. They said, well, we've been baptized. Well, how were you baptized? Well, we were baptized under John's baptism. He said, well, you need to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he laid his hands on them, and they received the feet tongue. Hallelujah. I want you to know something tonight. When you get saved, you know it. A very prominent evangelist's wife said one time in an interview, she said, I got saved when I was a child, but I really don't remember it. Amen. Well, I remember it, friend. Hallelujah. I remember June the 19th, 1967, Amarillo, Texas, under the old campgrounds, laying in the sawdust on the floor. God baptized me with the Holy Ghost, and I began to speak in other tongues, and I'll never, ever forget that experience. Anybody here know when it happened? Hallelujah. Anybody remember when God gave you the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Hey, it's a no-so experience. There's not any doubt about it. Hallelujah. Amen. God made it a very real experience so that there wouldn't be any doubt, and you would know, and you would be able to tell others about it. Hallelujah. When you get the Holy Ghost, you get regenerated. You know what a generator does? What does a generator do? Amen. It makes power. Amen. You get a generator going, and it produces power. We've got lights in here tonight because there's a generator somewhere. Amen. That's producing some power. Hallelujah. Amen. You're saved tonight because you've been regenerated. God put a generator on you, and that generator's called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, and ye shall receive dunamis, dynamite, power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Hallelujah. You know, one of the great jobs the devil has done on the church is to make us think that we're weak and anemic and nobody. Amen. He has tried to deny us our identity. Amen. Hey, that's not the first time he did that. When he tempted Jesus Christ, what did he say? Listen, you are. You see, he knows that if he can make you doubt who you are and not know who you are and not know what you have, then he can contain you. Amen. And so he said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, hallelujah, he knew who he was. Amen. And he defeated him with the word every time. Amen. Let's something tonight. You need to know who you are in Jesus Christ. I was reading a book the other day by Brother J.P., and he said, we hear a whole lot more about today about who we are in Jesus Christ than who Jesus Christ is in us. We need to spend a lot more time investigating he that is in us, because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We need to understand tonight who we are, what we have, and what he wants us to do with. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know something. You have been regenerated tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's part of salvation. Amen. Have you been born again of the water and of the Spirit? Amen. It's important that we have been. Amen. If you're saved, you're regenerated. If you're saved, you're justified. Justified has to do with your position, your legal position in the court of righteousness. You and I were guilty, without a doubt. All have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. Our sins have separated us from our God. All of us were guilty. All of us were under the penalty of sin and death. All of us were headed for judgment. Amen. Well, how do you get justified? Somebody steps in and pays your fine. Somebody comes in and pays the price that was yours to pay. Amen. Somebody comes in and becomes, as the Bible says, a propitiation for you. Somebody becomes an atonement for you. Somebody becomes a sacrifice and a substitute for you. Amen. That's the only way that you can be justified, is if your judgment and your sins is placed upon someone else. But that's exactly what Jesus did for you. That's what Calvary's all about. The Bible said, "But it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Why would it please God to do that? Because he knew what it was going to amount to. He knew what it was going to do. He knew that if he could take all of the sin of all of the world and play no wonder he said, if Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, boy, Calvary was an ugly place. Calvary was an ugly place. You see, sin always approaches and looks so attractive to us. Yes, it does. I'm going to tell you something. Sin looks attractive. But different people wouldn't do it. You said, sin's not fun. Yes, it is. If it wasn't, people wouldn't do it. Drinking and partying and drugging didn't feel good, people wouldn't do it. But it's where it goes. The downward slope. There's no stopping. It's slippery. And you get faster as you go downward. And you take one step. I'm just going to do a little bit. There's no such thing. How many lies does it take to make you a liar? How many sins does it take to make you a sinner? It doesn't take long, does it? It just takes one. Amen. Praise God. So you see, somebody became our sacrifice. Somebody was our substitute. And that somebody is Jesus Christ. Paul found himself in this condition. He writes about it in the book of Romans. Amen. Beginning chapter number 7, beginning with the 17th verse. Paul said, now that it is no more but sin that dwelleth in me. Somebody said it this way. They said, we're not sinners because we sin, but we sin because we're sinners. Once sin gets in us, it controls us. Paul said it's not me that's doing it, but it's sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. I want to do right. I want to do good, but I don't find the ability to do it. How many times do we tell ourselves, never again? And then we do it. This is the last party. This is the last drink. This is the last time. I'm not going to do it anymore. What he's saying here, see, it's a law that flesh is subject to sin. Amen. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin dwells in me. I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I want to do right. I know what's right. I have the desire to do right. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? See the dilemma? Anybody ever been there? You wanted to do good? You wanted to do right? But you just couldn't do it. Man, you had to decide, but you didn't have to. My thought, put on some people, was they would, people that had murdered somebody, they would literally tie the corpse on their back, and they would carry that body, and when that body began to decay, it of course would transfer disease into their body, and that dead body would eventually take their burden. That's what Paul's talking about. He said, I got this dead man. He's a skull. Can't get rid of it. That's what he said sin is. It's like a dead man on you. It's like a rotting corpse around your back. You can't get away from what you have that you got. Who shall deliver me from the body of this staff? And then he said, oh, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. You see what he's saying here? Now, here's the question. How do you get into Jesus Christ? You are baptized into him. In the water and in the Spirit. That's how you get into Jesus Christ. And when you get into Jesus Christ, amen, and you walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, then you don't fulfill the lust. Who are you walking after today? That's it, is it? Amen, I can walk after Johnny Grisham, and I'll fall flat on my face. I can walk after the Holy Ghost, and I'll be an overcomer. Amen. It just matters who you're going to follow, who you're going to walk after. Hallelujah. But friend, I'm telling you tonight, when you are in Jesus Christ, we are justified. Hallelujah. We are justified. Amen. Somebody define justified as if justified never sinned. That's your position. Justified never sinned. You see, you're not under the penalty anymore. The curse is not upon you anymore. The judgment is not upon you anymore. Now you walk in liberty because somebody else paid it. Somebody else took your sin. Amen. Somebody else took the penalty of your sin. Justification. So if you're saved tonight, you're justified. You stand in a position before God as if you'd never sinned. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter what you used to be. Amen. When you come to Jesus Christ and you repent of your sin, amen, you have a new position tonight. The devil wants to keep reminding you of who you were. That doesn't matter anymore. Amen. You have been justified, and you need to leave that old life behind you. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Don't act like it. Just leave it all behind. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I think whenever you get saved, you need to do some house cleaning. You need to get rid of some stuff. Praise God. Amen. You need to change your music. You need to change your entertainment. You might even want to go through your closet and get rid of some stuff. Amen. You might want to go get in your refrigerator and get rid of some stuff. You might want to go through your chest of drawers and get rid of some stuff. You might want to go through your book rack and get rid of some stuff. Amen. Because you see, you're leaving an old life behind. I don't need that anymore. I don't want that anymore. Hallelujah. That was the old life. That was what I used to be. I'm not that man anymore. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I might need this. Why? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that's what that is. That's planning to fail. Having stuff around that you know is going to take you down is planning to fail. Get rid of it. Amen. Do away with it. That's the old man. That's the old life. That's the old you. You're justified now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're justified today. Hallelujah. The Bible said that we have become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The devil tries to remember who I was, but Jesus looks at me as who I am. I was a sinner, but now I'm righteous because I live in Jesus Christ. But Brother Grissom, what happens if I fail? You repent of sin, and you get right back in Jesus Christ. The devil said, well, you messed up. You can't ever come back. What a lie that is. Don't swallow that. Repentance is a gift to the church. Amen. If you mess up, you repent as soon as you can, and you get right. Amen. And then you start following the Holy Ghost again. Amen. You got in line for a minute. You followed the wrong thing for a minute. You got in the flesh for a moment. Repent of that. Get back in Jesus Christ and follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what it means to be saved. An unsaved person can't do that. But you can do that. Hallelujah! Before you got the Holy Ghost, you couldn't do that. Amen. Oh, but in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. There's still a lie going around of the devil. He said, you know what? He said, you can sin just a little bit, enjoy the world a little bit. But you can't. Once you get on that slope, you're gone. You'll go further than you intended to go. It'll cost you more than you intended to pay. And you'll stay longer than you intended to stay. And it'll be the grace of God when you get that. Amen. You see, that's the devil's lie. Young people, you hear me tonight. Don't believe that lie. Don't you believe that lie. Amen. I could stand here tonight and name you many, many names of people that believe that, and they're still gone. They want to come back. They talk about coming back. But the last breath of the Son is full of mighty love. Amen. Just to let you know tonight, but when you're in Jesus Christ, don't let it beat you up. Let me tell you how to deal with that. That's called box condemnation. He comes in and he says, you know, I know what you did. I remember. You remember when you did this? Remember what so filthy did? And he'll say, see, remember that? You did that. And the way you deal with that, say, oh, you don't do that. You don't do that. You'll say, whoop, you're right. I did do that, but Jesus forgave me. Hallelujah. I'm not under that penalty anymore. That was put on Jesus Christ. His blood has washed me and cleansed me, and now I've been justified. When I stand before the throne of God, all he's going to see is blood-stained pages signed in red. The accuser of the brethren's going to be there, and he's going to bring out his list for the heart, and he's going to start naming them one by one, and Jesus is going to turn to that page in the book, and he's going to say, I don't see anything. All I can see is red. Oh, what about over here? All I see is red. What about over here? All I see is red. It's all been covered by the blood. No wonder we sing, oh, precious is the blood. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. So, when you're saved, you have a new position. And when you stand in the presence of God, when you're saved, you have an adoption. You have a new relationship. You have a new daddy. I said you have a new daddy. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. One day, we were under the leadership of a bad daddy. But a new daddy came along and said, I choose you. I want you. I select you. I take you. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to be chosen? Amen. He said, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you. If you're here tonight and you're saved, you've been chosen of the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter how much the world rejected you, no matter how much you've been used or abused in this new world, Jesus selected and chose you. The Bible says we have been accepted in the beloved. Amen. Jesus chose us. Amen. He brought us into his family. He said, I want you to be first. Hallelujah. The Bible said he came into the world received him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. I'm telling you today, you got power, folks. He gave you power to become something that you could not be before. Hallelujah. Amen. We have been adopted. And whenever you are adopted, amen, you become an heir. The Bible said we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. To be an heir of God, that's a pretty special thing. Amen. Because the heavens and the earth belong to him. Everything belongs to him. Hallelujah. We are heirs of salvation. Notice the word we're walking on here. One of these days it's going to be ours. If he's going to dig it up, I'm going to see maybe if he can give the text. We haven't seen yard in here, brother. You see, you just want to, you just want to spoke a lot of text. But if God's going to, we're heirs of the heavens. We're heirs of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said when he gave you the Holy Ghost, that was just a down payment. But what a down payment. Woo! Hallelujah. The Bible said we are made to sit in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Anybody been in any heavenly places lately? And you know what? Right there in your house, you can be sitting in your home and you can sit in a heavenly place. You can get to having a prayer meeting and talking to the Lord. You can be driving your car down the highway and you can get into a heavenly place. You can be in an old dead dry service and start worshiping the Lord and you can sit in a heavenly place. Amen. You can be doing your job and talking to the Lord and you can get into a heavenly place. Amen. We are made to sit in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. That's what salvation is all about. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be in a jail cell and be in a heavenly. There was a, last time I was in Colombia, there was a man that came to our conference. And he has been in prison for many, many years. And he don't want out. I don't want to get out. There he stood, you know, and he's standing there and he's got shackles on his feet. He said, I don't want out. He said, God's using me in here. He started a church in prison. They gave him a section of the, in Colombia, you know, prisons are pretty tough. So they gave him a section of the area, and they said, you can have church over there. He's got 125 men in his church. Holy Ghost filled, baptizing Jesus. And that was several years ago. He said, I'm having the time of my life. Amen. You know what? In prison, he can sit in heavenly places. All those men can sit in heavenly places. There was a guard that came with him, and that guard received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that conference. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, anywhere you are, you can sit in some heavenly places. Because you're an heir of salvation. And no wonder Hebrews said, so great salvation. Woo! That's what it means to be saved. Glory. Glory. Amen. Why sit around and gossip when you can sit in heaven to play? Why sit around and fill your mind with garbage when you can sit in heaven to play? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm saying tonight that we have that privilege. It's ours tonight. we can sit in heaven with him because we're saved. Amen. Because we've been adopted in Jesus Christ. Bible said we mistake. We have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba! Abba! Abba is an Aramaic word that's like, Da, Da! Hallelujah. Daddy! I read one place it said, a bumper sticker, I think it was, it said that, anybody could be a father, but it takes somebody special to be a daddy. Amen. Fathering is just a material, natural act. Amen. But you want to be a daddy, you got to have a relationship. You got to stay in the picture. You got to pay the bills. You got to carry the load. You got to be the example if you're going to be a daddy. Amen. It's a different relationship. Amen. And so we have a daddy tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And whenever you're saved, you're sanctified. People used to think that was a separate word for the faith, being sanctified before the Holy Ghost. No, it all happens one time. When you get the Holy Ghost, you got the whole ball of wax. Amen. Amen. Sanctification has to do with your conduct and your character. When you're sanctified, it means that you've come out from among them to be separate unto the Lord. Amen. Now you say, Brother Crystal, I don't know if that's a good. Yeah, that's a good. That's a good. You see, when you walk in to visit somebody in the prison, amen, and then you get to walk out, that's sanctification. You don't have to stay in there. You get to come out. Hallelujah. When you go visit somebody in the hospital, and they're laying in a hospital bed, and you get to walk out into the sunshine, amen, that's like sanctification. There are some places you just don't want to be. I don't want to live in sin. I don't want to be in that camp anymore. I don't want to be in that prison anymore. I don't want to be in that bondage anymore. I have the privilege to walk out of that. Why would we want to stay in the prison house of sin when we can walk in the liberty of the Holy Ghost? That's what sanctification is. I'm telling you, I've heard people talk about holiness as if it's some kind of an... And then the Bible says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Holiness is beautiful. Amen. It's an honor. Amen. To be beautiful before Jesus. Hallelujah. It's an honor to be separate unto Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, sanctification is like, it's part of salvation. We are sanctified. And we're being sanctified. And we're going to be sanctified. The Bible talks about perfecting holiness of the flesh and the spirit. Now some people have done a pretty good job on perfecting their flesh, but they haven't done as good on their spirit. They've gotten away from the sins of the flesh, but they've got no love in the spirit that they need to perfect. They're judgmental. They're proud. They're haughty. They're arrogant. They need to perfect their spirit. Amen. Other people may be struggling with the flesh a little bit. Amen. You that have perfected the flesh, don't you be condemning those that don't love the spirit. Well, that's good. Praise God. Three women, one man. We're doing good, Philip. But you know what? I'm not preaching for audience response. I'm just preaching the good word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you see, sanctification. We got to work on the flesh. I know some folks that did put it. I thought they got the flesh all straightened out, but you've got to have spirit. Your spirit's just spirit. Amen. The Bible said that we are to glorify the Lord in our body and in our spirit, which are the Lord. Amen. Both are His. And so that's sanctification. If you're saved, there's some. It changed your conduct and it changed your character. Hallelujah. Amen. I like to think of it as the story. And I've told this story before. My cousin, when he was growing up, he had a little pet pig. And he treated Fido lived in the house with him. He got rid of his pet. They just put Chanel number 526 on him. Fixed him all up. He took care of him. And Fido was not done. So when Fido got outside, he would run for the stinking, dirty, filthy place he could find. And he would dive in snout first. And he would get that ribbon and that little pretty flesh he had. He'd just get that just as low in that stinking mess as he could. And he'd sleep stock everywhere. And he would squeal with the light. The dog had it. It was a pig. And that's what pigs do. That was his nature. That was his nature. You see, there was a time when we were sinners, we enjoyed sin. That's right. We enjoyed sin. We liked sin. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. There was a time you were a sinner and you enjoyed sin. What? TGIF. Amen. Here we go. It's party time. You enjoyed it. Unless you were like me. I grew up in the church. And I wasn't serving the Lord, but he sure was working on, you know, being rebels, and I was still getting cancer. A movie theater somewhere, and I'd be sitting there thinking, God, don't let this thing burn. With me in there. I couldn't enjoy it. I was a miserable son. You see, that's the difference, isn't it? There were some people, see, the unregenerate, they enjoy sin because that's their nature. But there are some that have been sanctified, and once you're sanctified, you can't enjoy sinning anymore. I'm not saying you can't sin, but you can't enjoy it. Because you have become a part of the body of Jesus Christ. And you are taking the members of the body of Jesus Christ and you are taking them to do things that are not comely and that are not right, and you're miserable when you do. That's sanctification. Isn't that a wonderful gift? I think that's a wonderful gift. That you can't enjoy sin, even if you wanted to. You can do it, but you're miserable. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for sanctification. I'm trying to finish here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. One of these days, we're going to be glorified. Right now, we're not better yet. We're still walking in flesh. Amen. But the Bible said, Paul was speaking, he said, behold, I show you a mystery. Amen. He said, we shall not all sleep. That is, we're not all going to die. Amen. Not all of us are going to go by the way of the grave. Amen. He said, but in a moment, he said, but we shall all be changed. You may not die in this flesh, but you're going to be changed. Oh, he said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on mortality. We're going to cast this old flesh aside like an old body. Woo! And we're going to have a brand new body. Glorified body. Just like the resurrected body of Jesus Christ. Isn't that going to be something? And when you want to go see somebody, you don't have to get in the car. You don't have to take an airplane. You just think, I want to see them, and there you are. You don't have to open his doors. Amen. Windows can't keep you out. Locks couldn't keep you out. You just want to be there. You're there. Woo! Hallelujah. Glorify God. Just like the Bible. Amen. That's part of being saved, folks. Amen. Our dear sister Disatel that went on to meet with the Lord on Friday, you know, she's got it made now. She's got it made now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. She's just waiting for that trumpet. And she's going to get up. Amen. All of our loved ones that have gone before, praise God, that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, spiritual sin, ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, gonna get up out of the ground. Cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Amen. That's glorification. That's being saved. Let's stand together tonight. Thank you for your time and for your attention. Hallelujah. Amen.